I want to look in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, this is a very familiar passage of scripture to all of us. And of course, we don't want to, we're not going to read the whole entire chapter, but we do want to read a portion of this beginning with verse 8. And we've titled this message, Like the Shepherds. Now think about it this morning. What could we have in common with the shepherds? What could we have in common with the shepherds? So we want to begin reading with verse 8 of Luke chapter 2. And the Bible says, And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the flock, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with them an angel of multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made note abroad and saying which was told them concerning this child. And they that heard it wondered at those things which were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time that we've had today. We thank you for the singers. We thank you for the messages and song. We thank you, Lord, that we can praise you this morning. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the opportunity of salvation. We thank you for the grace that is shown through salvation. And Lord, we're thankful that under the sound of our voice this morning, whether it be here or whether it be watching and viewing, Lord, if someone doesn't know Christ, there's still an opportunity. And Lord, we're so thankful for salvation and what it means and what it's done for us. But Father, we do pray that you'll help me this morning, and we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Like the shepherds. No doubt this is probably one of the most read passages of Scripture during this time of year. Many messages are proclaimed out of this passage, and there's many that could be proclaimed. And we know this passage as the Christmas story. It reveals God's love. It reveals God's love to the most common man. These shepherds were just living their lives just like we live our lives. These shepherds were doing what they needed to do to survive. They were working. They were known as common folks. But yet there was something in their life that caused their life to change. There was something in their life that happened at a moment's notice, and they were visited with a heavenly messenger. There was an invitation that was given to meet Jesus. An invitation that was given to them to meet Jesus, and their lives would never be the same. You see, if we have that invitation, and we do this morning, and if we ever receive that invitation in our hearts, I will promise you, you will never be the same. Then this invitation to meet Jesus changed their lives, and not only did it change their lives, it changed their hearts. And that's the most important thing, is that we have a heart change. A heart change. So this morning I would like us to consider some similarities that we have with these shepherds, and that we actually share with these shepherds. And that's why we've titled this message this morning, Like the Shepherds. So let's begin this morning with our first point, and that is this. We are similar with the shepherds in occupation. You say, well, we're not shepherds. We're not watching sheep. We're not out in the fields. But yet there's still some similarities in the occupation, and that is this. These men were engaged in the business of life. They were engaged in the business of life. You see, they could be seen as people just doing what they needed to do to provide for their well-being. Maybe some of these shepherds had family, so maybe they were using this occupation as to providing for their family, like many of you do every day. These shepherds, some of their duties entailed on leading their flock. They were feeding their flock. They were watering their flock. They were protecting their flock. They were providing for their flock. And they were finding a place for their flock to graze. You see, all this was some of the many duties that a shepherd would have. Well, think of the common people who work. We provide for our families. We do what needs to be done, even though sometimes that we don't like to do it. But yet we still provide, we still do the things that are right, just as the shepherd. You see, they were simply living their life as busy individuals, not knowing what was getting ready to happen. Every day we do this. Every day, if you're not retired, every day. You know, there's two differences from what I understand. There's two differences between the people who are still working and the people that are retired, and that is this. The people that are working are getting up early to go to their jobs, and the people that are retired are getting up early to go to the doctor. That's what I hear. I don't know, but that's what I hear. So you're still getting up early. But you see, this could be described as many of us. Many of us, many folks today are doing the same things. And there's still some similarities. We work, we live our lives. Days bleed into weeks. Weeks bleed into months. Months bleed into years. And then you look back and you say, where has life gone? Where is life gone? What happened? What changes could I have made differently? But yet we carry on with specific duties. We carry on with the bulk of our days. You see, you realize that the bulk of our days are filled with labor. The bulk of our days are filled with labor, and in reality, the bulk of our days are filled serving others. So many times there are little thought to what happens after life for some. But let me remind you this morning that in Hebrews chapter 9 verses 27, the Bible says, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. You see, we spend all of our time preparing for life. But do we spend any time, or we spend very little time, preparing for death? You see, there's more to life than work, as the shepherds would soon find out. They would soon see things differently. Number two this morning, what is the similarities in their in their offeringness? Now, what I mean by that is these men were shepherds. And they had something to offer. They were working. They were keeping away predators, and they were protecting the sheep. And this job entailed them, in many cases, would keep them away weeks at a time. Some shepherds were considerably unreliable from some of the things that I read. Some would be considered, in some cases, would be considered hirelings. And so, you know, there were no place for them in a lot of society because they were known as dirty individuals. They were known as outcast. And although they were keeping the flock, and many of this flock would soon be sacrificed, do you realize that there was no place for them in religion? There was no place for them, for those that were conducting religion. And these men were just considered dirty individuals, treated like outcasts. And some would look at them and say, that individual has no hope. Look at what they chose to do as their livelihood. None of us here are shepherds. But at this point in our lives, and I hope that you understand this statement, but at this point, maybe I should say it like this, at this point in many people's lives, there is no hope without meeting Jesus. No hope without meeting Jesus. There's no hope within ourselves. You see, all life we work and we work and we do these things, and we do in a lot of cases because of livelihood and so on, and we all understand that, but it doesn't reflect on the hope that we have in eternity, because the hope that we have in eternity is Jesus Christ. You see, that's why the babe came. Romans chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. You see, no matter whether you're rich or poor, no matter whether you're common or not, we all have sinned and we all need the Savior. No matter what a person does for a living, and no matter what a person does in their livelihood, there's still headed for a road to destruction without Jesus Christ. And that is the natural state of man. You see, the world doesn't see it that way. The world sees it as being successful, and you have to do this and you have to do that. And it's all about being successful. And yes, successful is good, but successful isn't everything. Romans chapter 6 verse 23, the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, the wages, and if we understand as working, we understand that when we're working, there's a wage given. So the wage of sin, the sin that is in our life, that was in our life at birth, the sin and the wage of sin is death. But I'm so grateful this morning that the gift, and we understand gifts, but the gift of God is eternal life, but it must be through Jesus Christ. It must be through Jesus Christ. You see, if we got what we deserved, we'd everyone be in hell this morning if we got what we deserved. But thank the Lord for His grace and His mercy and His love. And for many of us, thank the Lord for His patience. His patience. Number three, we're similar in our opportunities. Our opportunities. Although these men were considered outcasts to everyone else, these men received good news. You see, they were outcast to everyone else, but they received good news of the Savior's birth. You see, that's good news. I don't know about you, but it seems like all we get is bad news. If you listen to the airwaves, you see all the bad news. But you know, I'm giving you good news this morning. And that is good news is Jesus Christ. The singers just sang about Jesus. And that's good news. That's the hope that we have. That needs to be proclaimed, and that is Jesus Christ. The Bible says that, lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. And the Bible says they were sore afraid. But notice what the angel said. They knew there were fear, but the angel said, "Fear not, for behold," what did the angel say? "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Which shall be to all people. And then here's the proclamation. Here's the announcement. Here's the invitation. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And it talks about the sign that they're going to see. "And there shall be a sign unto you that shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And then notice what happens in verses 13 and 14. "And suddenly there were upon him the angel of multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." You see, there's an opportunity here. They had the opportunity. This opportunity was good tidings of great joy. And these shepherds had the opportunity to see Jesus. They had that opportunity. They had that opportunity. But let me tell you what's so special about this. And let me tell you about another similarity, and that is this. They accepted the invitation. They accepted the invitation. And when they accepted that invitation, their lives changed. Their lives changed. Religion had no place for them. They were outcast. Society had no place for them because they were pushed away. They were considered the lower class. They were considered dirty individuals. But God had a plan for them. God had a plan for them. And his plan was an invitation to see Jesus. You see, isn't there some similarities? Some similarities between us and the shepherd? You see, God has a place for them, and God has a place for you and for me. We have an invitation this morning. We have the same opportunity. We have the good news this morning. God loves us in spite of who we are. God loves us in spite of what we've done. God loves us just as we are. You see, that's our invitation. It's understanding. It's not about us, but it's about Him. It's about Him. Just like these shepherds had an invitation to meet Jesus, if we would just come to Him by faith, we have that same invitation. And I'll read to you a verse that many of us can quote, but I just sometimes just like to read it. And I like to see it. But the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What an invitation. What an invitation. What an invitation. And I believe this, that there's still an opportunity until you take your last breath. I'm grateful of two individuals that were associated to our church, the family members, that although they were saved just a few days before their death, I'm grateful they were saved. And I'm grateful that they said yes to Jesus. And I'm grateful that God gave them that opportunity. And I'm grateful that I can tell you this morning that I never said yes to Jesus the first time that I was given the gospel. But I'm grateful that one day I did say yes. You see, these shepherds said yes to seeing Jesus. They accepted the invitation. And notice what it says in verse 15. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away, so that angelic influence, in a sense, was gone away from them into heaven. Notice what the shepherds decided. Notice what they had decide within themselves. That's why I say it's not about what our parents did. It's not about what our friends do. It's not about what our neighbors do. It's not about what our next door neighbor does. It's what we decide. And so once the angels left and they were gone away, and the Bible says they were gone away into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see the thing which came to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. You see, the gospel is being made known to us. The death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is being made known for us. But we must receive that message. And I said it just recently, and I'll just repeat it. We know that this is Christmas, and we know that a lot of gifts are exchanged in Christmas with families and friends and loved ones. But for us to receive the gift that is handed to us, we must take it. And therefore, we must take and receive by faith the gift of Jesus. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's what we do. And then lastly, this morning, we are similar with our obligation. We are similar with our obligation. Let me read to you again a small portion of after they received that invitation and they decided that they were going to go. The Bible says in verse 16 through 20, it says, and they came with haste. They found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made note abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all that they had heard wondered at those things which were told by them of the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And notice verse 20, and the Bible says, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told to them. You see, the shepherds met Jesus. The shepherds met Jesus. But I want us to remind you of something. That when we meet Jesus and we receive Jesus as our personal Savior, guess what? We still have to live life. As wonderful as it is, and as marvelous as it is, and the salvation that we receive, we praise Him for that, we still live life. And so these shepherds went back, and they went back to their sheep. They went back to their sheep, but let me also remind you this morning is they went back differently. They viewed things differently. They saw things differently. They were different because they met Jesus. You see, they were different, and that's how we live our life. Yes, we still have to do the common things of life, the things that are required of us, but we live them differently. And that's evidence that Jesus is in our hearts. We do it differently. You see, they had a life change. They had a message. They had a reason to praise. They went back to their livelihoods, but they now had a song in their heart with purpose. A song in their heart with purpose. Their lives would be changed forever. And that's what Jesus will do. Jesus changed their lives. Jesus made a difference. Jesus gave them purpose. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace, his kindness toward us, through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You see, there are similarities between us and the shepherds. We are like the shepherds in so many ways. But there is an invitation this morning to come to know Jesus. There's an invitation this morning to say, you know, I know in my heart I'm not where I need to be. I'm here, but my life isn't where it needs to be. There's an invitation. I'm so grateful for that verse that says, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm so grateful this morning for his forgiveness. But you see, there's an invitation. The shepherds could have chose. You say, well, how could they not go? They saw angels. They saw the announcement. How could they not go? Would you believe that there's still people today saying no to Jesus? There's still people today saying no. You see, we say, how can it be that someone would say no? Because we understand. We made that choice. But think back and be honest with yourself and say, did I receive Christ the first time that I heard the gospel? And I would venture to say that many of us didn't do it. It wasn't until later. It wasn't until the Holy Spirit got a hold of our hearts. It wasn't until we got that nudge. And it wasn't until that realization that if we took our last breath, we would spend eternity in hell. Personally, that's when it became real to me. Is that I knew if I took my last breath, I would spend eternity in hell. And I'm thankful that I said yes to Jesus. And many of you across this congregation this morning are thankful that you said yes to Jesus. But there may be someone here who hasn't. There may be someone here that's struggling. There may be someone that is watching online that's struggling. The invitation is to say yes to Jesus. I'm so thankful this morning that God made it simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I'm thankful for the simplicity of the gospel. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. And Lord, how you've blessed us this morning in so many ways. The music, the singers, the spirit, your word. And Father, we pray if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, that they'll say yes. But there also may be someone here that's struggling, that's just struggling with where they are in life. We pray the Lord that they'll come. As we have this invitation, Lord, we simply as a person step back and allow you to do the work because you're the only one that can. Speak to hearts, we pray. For those that are watching this morning, I pray that you'll speak to their hearts And Lord, we do praise you this morning for all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. What number do you have?